cars were popular in the late 19th century and early 20th century. Until advances in technology of cheaper gasoline, vehicles led to a decline in the use of electric drive vehicles. The energy crisis of 1970 and the 80s brought a short-lived interest in electric cars. But in the mid-2000s, a renewed interest in the production of electric cars took place, due mainly to concerns about rapidly increasing oil prices and the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The first electric car I want to talk about is the Chevy Volt. The Chevy Volt has proven to be a rival to the Toyota Prius. It combines the best of both worlds of green motoring. The Volt can run on nothing but electricity for far longer than anything else. That also has a gasoline engine in it. But unlike a pure EV, there is no range anxiety. Chevy clearly got the mixed technologies just right with this one, and they are selling Volts faster than they can build them. But there is one problem: crashing in the Volt. Recent gossip says that the battery in the car gets damaged, it could start a fire instantly. And also a downside is a top speed of 100 miles per hour. The next car I want to talk about is the Fisker Karma. It's electric like the Volt. The Fisker Karma is an incredibly attractive car, like me. This is exactly surprising, since this is not the first time that Henrik Fisker has designed something that looks fantastic. It is the first time something this eco-friendly has looked this good, though, and hope is that the Karma can infuse a bit more sexy into the green scene. The green in the Karma comes from the plug-in hybrid system, similar to the one found in the Volt. The Karma isn't quite as efficient as the Volt, but it's greener than anything else in its segment. You may think that the car is fast, but it only goes 25 miles per hour faster than the Volt. Next, we're going to talk about the Nissan Leaf. It is a pretty decent five-door hatchback with some nice features. It is especially attractive, but five-door hatchbacks aren't supercars. And this is in a segment famous for body bold styling. It's fairly affordable, but this is largely because of the federal and possibly state tax credits. Operating costs are low compared to gasoline-powered cars, but the trade-off in a short range and long charging times, it makes a great second car for commuting purposes, but would be immensely impractical as an only vehicle. It doesn't have a good top speed. The top speed is 90 miles per hour. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you have an awesome day. Tee-hee!